game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball, man, that was the earliest voice crack ever. The very first word.
Ever.
<All right. laughs> No, I'm keeping this in. This is the intro. Welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is April 5th, 2017. Slim, the champions have been announced. Regular head-to-head leagues have completed. How'd you do in your leagues?
Oh, I didn't.
I know. So I was texting, I don't even know if I told you the result of what I was texting you about, did I?
I mean, it came close. You weren't sure what was happening. It was going to be decided.
I lost by 1-3. 4-5. I lost by 1-3. It would have been
I lost by 3 turnovers. That's always fun.
Yeah. I would have been the number 4 overall RCL champion. All because of 1-3. And I made all my moves by Friday because there are a lot of Saturday, Sunday stacks, you know. And Zubac, high ankle sprain on Friday.
Yeah, that one got me. But Larry Nance, he tried to win steals for me.
Yeah, he did good. I think I lost by 3 steals as well. I had Beverly and Gordon, and he had no. Now, in my opponent's defense, he had Harden, and not really much you could do by the 9 o'clock out designation, right? So
Sunday? No, I guess you just let that go.
And Harden helped me win field goal percentage. So, I mean, there are pluses and minuses. But, man, to have 2 guys to none in the last game and to have 3s, like, I was down 1-3, like, a few minutes into the third quarter. And I was like, man, I'm going to make a miraculous comeback. And then P-Bev and Eric Gordon didn't make a 3 the rest of the game. So disappointing!
Yeah, I hope you weren't against Steph.
No.
Make 9 that night?
Yeah,
Sunday 9?
No, it wasn't against Steph. Although, they did play Rondo for the Thursday, Saturday, Sunday.
Of course they did.
Oh, good
I God. Was against Rondo, too.
I know. Well, as you know, as you've clowned me a little bit, all my intros and stuff are about my teams. So that's why the intro to the Daily Notes on Monday was about Rondo.
Yeah, but everything's about who cost you, not who almost won it for you.
Yeah, it's funny how the glass would have been, how the intro would have completely been about how good Patrick Beverly's game was on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, if he just hits 1 more 3. Yeah,
that's how it goes. The Doc is in, is our RCL champion, was our second overall finisher, and won their league. Congratulations to the Doc is in. The RCL recap is up on the site. Hard in the paint wins the REL. Congratulations. The number 4 seed defeated the number 6 seed. Ugh. Yeah, mid-season trades wins it for you in that league.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, you know, they both did that. So, congratulations. Yeah. I hope you're better next year. Something tells me neither will be.
Highest Greg Kite could still be pretty good because they'll still have the Harden Curry Whiteside combo.
Yeah, I'll probably free up some money from Okafor too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, poor Okafor. So yeah, a season that came short for us goes long for the others. Oh, the Razzball Basketball mascot is here.
Yeah, I'll try to other toy.
I want him to be in the podcast.
All right, if you don't think it's loud.
Oh, it's not bad. Dude, I did the baseball podcast yesterday, and it started torrentially downpouring, and you could hear the water hitting the windows. Brownie's like, I'll show you noise.
Yeah, I think I got this taken care of. Maybe not.
Oh, you're fine.
All right, good luck.
On today's show, we're going to recap some of the Champions Week superstars. As I mentioned, Rondo, Aaron Gordon had a big week. We're going to discuss some of the categories for the Razzies. Slim, we haven't even started talking about the Razzies yet. Been behind.
Yeah, that's
on that.
Always that's where you let loose.
Yeah,
you let someone like Skiles really have what you've been thinking all year.
Yeah, the Razzies will be up in a couple days with the categories, and we'll still be doing that. We're going to make our very last 2016-17 30-point challenge picks. Yes, this will be the last podcast of the regular season, well, with regular season games. We're going to do one more podcast next week to wrap up the season for our 2016-17 finale, and then it's the offseason. Then, as always, going to wrap up the week at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, did you see Aaron Gordon's weekend? Why couldn't he have done this all year?
I don't know. He had issues. I don't know if this would really... I mean, he's not... Is he... Well, yeah, no, the last couple games, he said his threes. Okay. That's what it boils down to. He's about the past, what, 10 games before that, he's had three threes, maybe?
Yeah.
Past 8 games, now he has 7 in 2 games. Okay, sure. Back-to-back 15. Okay, Brooklyn, I think we can let that one go. But, yeah, you know, 16 boards against Boston. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, he kept them in the game at Boston. They only lost by one. 32 points, 16 rebounds, a steal, and 2 blocks. And then against Brooklyn, 22 points, 15 rebounds, 5 steals, and 2 5 assists and 2 steals. I mean, I'm just looking at the shots, you know. I don't know. It's like, are they going to keep Vucevic? I mean, because if they dump Vucevic, you get Peyton, Fournier, and Aaron Gordon, and they just let Gordon take, you know, last two games he's taken 24 and then 18 shots. If Aaron Gordon's going to take 17 or 18 shots a game, he might be really good, and he just needs that many touches.
Yeah, especially like how the turnovers have fallen off the map.
Yeah, that's been good.
4 straight games without a turnover and getting 30-something minutes a game. That's
1 turnover last 5 games. That's really impressive.
So, yeah, it's getting better. He'll probably be a big sleeper next year. I think everyone's going to have him way too high. He might wind up being like a Yahoo top 25.
Oh, God. Let's hope not.
It's possible.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that won't happen. Will he be in your top 75? That's more of where I was.
I think you can argue top 50.
Really?
You really have to have the steals and blocks come back. But the offensive numbers have gone up quite a bit since they traded away Ibaka.
If that's going to be his price, I don't think I'll be buying. I mean, they got to get rid of Vucevic and, you know, really give Aaron Gordon the keys. I mean, he's still super young.
Yeah. And the steals and blocks, even, well, we got 31 minutes in March, 16 games, so 16 points, but only 0.8 steals and 0.7 blocks. I don't know. 36 minutes, you're still looking at a steal and a block, right?
Maybe. I mean,
steal and a block and a three going 17 and 6.5. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we'll see if he can play enough to do that. Speaking of someone that, you know, needs to play enough, Valanciunas, minutes fell, as we all know, fell way off the map when Ibaka got there. But, man, had a really big bounce-back championship week. 14 and 15 with a block, and then 16 and 17 with an assist, a steal, and 2 blocks. Excuse me, 3 blocks in that first game against Charlotte. So he had a big weekend, big double-doubles with 5 blocks.
Yeah, that took some pretty big... you know, stones to play him.
Yeah.
He's come off some bad games.
Some really luminescent Lithuanians to make that play.
But I guess. Okay, I mean, Philly, Indy, Charlotte, Orlando, sure.
I mean, the minutes are just way up. Let me read his last 10 games of minutes. 17, 24, 24, 24.5, 21, 22. And then right when we got into the championship final stretch, 27, 29, 28.
Okay.
I feel like I threw way too many
numbers.
You don't
know where he's going next, right? You think he's going to go 28 plus the rest of the way?
I don't know for this season, but I mean, what a...
There's too much uncertainty. I mean, I'm looking at the games left. You got Indy again, Detroit, Miami. I don't think those two are going to go well. Obviously, New York, Cleveland at the end is probably going to get benched for the playoffs, right?
Probably.
Wow, they're going to finish off at Cleveland. I bet everybody gets benched in that game.
The worst game ever. Ibaka is a free agent, right? So if he leaves, are we going to be high on Valanciunas again?
Well, I'm going to have to look that up. I don't know if Ibaka is a free agent.
I thought that was the reason that he got traded so quick. He was in the last year of the deal.
He is unrestricted at 27. He'll get a nice payday.
Yeah. So, if he's not there in Toronto, are we gonna buy into Valanciunas again?
To an extent. I don't think he'll be in my top 50.
So you're saying you probably would draft... I know it's team build dependent. You're going to draft Aaron Gordon ahead of Jonas Valanciunas.
Well, you're looking at what? Threes and probably steals versus some extra boards?
Yeah, and percents.
And, yeah, upside favors Gordon by a ton. Right. Obviously, you got the free throw issue still. But besides that, yeah, sure.
As I mentioned in the open, Rajon Rondo is the bane of my existence. He had 8 steals in the Thursday, Saturday, Sunday stack. Had a 25-11-6-3 steal game. Had a 7-9-15 assist game. 10-9-9 on Sunday. If Rajon Rondo is a starting point guard of the Chicago Bulls on opening night next year, is he going to be an ownable player?
Is that really? There's no way. Who knows?
I mean, it's not like they have a young point guard to give the reins to.
Don't they have multiple?
Well, I mean, are they gonna start Jerry and Grant? Is Michael Carter Williams?
Rondo has a. I don't know what that is, but he's signed next year.
He is signed next year.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, are they gonna? I mean, we all thought Cameron Payne was gonna be their future, but maybe they start with Rondo and give.
Payne. Oh, God. Yeah, he probably will get drafted next year if he's a starting. Sure, why not? But. I doubt it'll be me.
Yeah, it probably won't be me either. Slim, if you want to watch Chicago Bulls games, well, the rest of this year, they might make the playoffs. They're playing a little bit better. Or next year.
Yeah, a team that might actually play everybody every night.
Yeah, yeah. Or watch them next year with possibly Rajon Rondo as your starting point guard. You're going to watch Jimmy Butler, let's be honest. But if you're going to get your Bulls tickets or tickets to any NBA game, you need to go to SeatGeek. This is our last time to remind you to check out SeatGeek for $20 free. $20 free just for checking out SeatGeek and getting some tickets on their app. Their app is awesome to use. Get it on your phone. You can look at the venue map, and they give every ticket a grade based on value. It's super easy and user-friendly to use. Check it out. When you download the app, go to the settings tab and add a promo code. Add RAZZNBA, RAZZNBA, and after you've made your first ticket purchase, SeatGeek is going to send you $20. So download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code RAZZNBA today. So Jay Crowder hurt his elbow, which, you know, doesn't matter for most people this year. Where is Crowder going to go next year? I mean, as you mentioned in, you know, to me and the comments, the steals falling off is unacceptable.
Yeah, now he's really just a metrics guy with those low turnovers. I mean, he's Dragunov. Why would you draft him anywhere outside of the... Yeah, no, it's no good. Yeah. Let that slide.
Yeah, Brownie hates Jay Crowder for next year, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, he'd rather take a Terrence Ross much later.
What? Wow. Well, I guess draft value. Man, Jay Crowder, disappointing. I'm happy I traded him in REL. Maybe he peaked last year.
Yeah, I think so. He reminds me a bit of, your Damari Carroll.
Okay. I can see that. Derrick Rose, torn meniscus yet again. He's a free agent. Is there any way Rose is a starter for a team next year?
Yeah, sure, it's possible. Okay. Not in New York. That's one place.
Oh,
they're gonna
well,
have.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, where could he go? Oh, he could go to the Bucks. I don't know they liked what they got out of Brogdon, but
no. And then they signed Dellavedova for way too much money.
Yeah, but you still bring him off the bench. That's a good yin and yang. You got the slasher versus the three-pointer.
No, Derrick Rose is not an NBA point guard.
He's barely
a shooting guard.
I think he is an NBA point guard. Now, he might not be a good NBA point guard.
Yeah, no, I fear for his contract status next year, for sure.
Do you super fear for his contract status?
He's not PJ Tucker level fear, but...
I hear you. Speaking of the Bucks, real quick, did you see that Thon Maker scored 23 points in a game?
Okay, yeah. I mean, Jason Kidd's going to try to make this work. Okay, I have no doubt.
He's 9 of 12.
Terrible.
Yeah, 9 of 12.
How is he not rebounding the ball at all?
Oh, I know. I mean, he's worse than Brook Lopez.
Yeah, the rebounds per minute these past whatever many games is, wow, that's bad.
The last 6 games, he has 9 turnovers, or 9 rebounds and 4 assists over 6 starts. Oh my God, 9 rebounds in 6 starts. 9 times he's gotten a rebound.
God, there is absolutely a possibility he's a sleeper next year.
Ugh.
It's completely possible.
Ugh. He's like a completely broke, meth head, homeless on the street, poor version of Brook Lopez.
Who?
Of Brook Lopez. Did I say Brook Lopez? Uh-huh. Eh, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I see the connection there, sure.
Like, no rebounds, will shoot some threes, and he's 7 feet tall.
And his minutes are going to be completely controlled by an insane coach.
Yeah, both very apt. You mentioned Larry Nance trying to win you some steals. Ended his weekend on a 5-steal-and-2-game streak. Man, that game against Memphis. The Lakers actually won. 12 points, 14 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, and a block on Sunday for Nance. Any chance he's going to be a mixed league? I'm in baseball mode. 12-team league draftable basketball player next year.
No, he's a Western Conference only kind of player.
there you go. Is it an OBP league?
I don't even know. I can't think of that kind of connection. He could be okay. Where's Randall at? He's no longer.
Randall will be like a top 75 player probably.
Wow, this is going to be a really big lineup. You're talking about Randall at the 4, Nance at the 3, and what, Ingram at 2?
That's a good point. I mean, I bet they still bring Nance off the bench as a super sub.
Okay, that kind of caps his upside then.
Yeah, I agree. So.
Yeah, you might see him in a 150 to 200 range.
Oh, here's a better question with Aaron Gordon. Who are you drafting first next year, Marquise Chris or Aaron Gordon?
Probably Gordon. Yeah, really? It's going to be Gordon.
I don't know. I might roll the dice here.
Well, you know how I feel about. But still, they're still real young. Gordon's had an extra couple years.
I don't know. It's not like Aaron Gordon hasn't gone through yet another season of maddening inconsistency. I mean, people were dropping him easily. I got picked him up in leagues. I mean, it's. Are we really expecting him to take another leap? We thought that was going to be this year. Remember all the, he's going to be like our Paul George.
Chris is a much better shooter. I don't think there's any debate there.
Better blocker?
I guess.
Might be better at steals.
The question mark going in would be, would he be a better than a 1-block-per-game guy? And that looks like definitely.
They're both going to be question marks at the free throw line.
For sure.
You probably expect Aaron Gordon to get more rebounds, but Chris is getting a bunch of boards.
Yeah, it's not terrible. Yeah, you're probably talking pretty close range here.
Yeah.
You can probably easily see both of them in that 50 to 75 range.
I might really roll the dice and put Marquise Chris in my way too early, top 50.
All right. I mean, you got to sell Bender short a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, going into the season.
Played against Houston, 14 minutes, 9 and 7, a 3, 2 blocks. But they can play together. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. Kind of surprised they're letting Bender play. I thought he was going to be out for the rest of the season. But
I'm sure he's fine if they're letting a 2-month absence. Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah. I mean, Bender was always the rawer guy, at least.
rawer
guy. At least based on, you know, their playing time. You know, Bender was DMP land for a while Chris was starting. You know, yes, Chris was having 8-minute starts sometimes, but.
Yeah. I think they'll both be pretty good players. Yeah, I'll probably take either one of them in that range. I don't know.
I
don't know who I could hire. That's pretty close. That's a good question right there.
Sticking with the Suns, did you see what Earl Watson said about Devin Booker the other day?
Something about Harden.
Yeah, it was like Devin Booker might be the point guard of our future. He could be our Harden. I mean, last 5 games, assists 6, 5, 9, 7, 9, and you know the 70.8 rebound, 6 assists game. Oh, that game was such a joke. No one was trying.
But, I mean, you should be reading off those turnovers, too.
Those turnovers. 5, 4, 3, 7, 8. It's very Harden-esque. That's for sure. Minus the threes.
Okay. If you're just going to run your offense through them every single play down the court, then sure. There's a lot of guys that could do that, I bet.
If Eric Bledsoe's traded, where are we going to put Devin Booker if they legit do this? I mean, doesn't he have to be like third or fourth round? Yeah, you completely punt turnovers, but
yeah, it has to be that kind of team. That might drop him a little bit.
Dude, you take Westbrook, and then I don't know, like Cousins, and then someone else for a little added help, and then Devin Booker, and you just punt the shit out of turnovers. That might be a really fun team.
All right, you're really excited about this.
Do you like my random? I've been doing podcasts with Gray too much.
All right, no, it's at least you're not screaming at me. That's a big step forward.
Oh, Gray is so. I almost said fucking loud. Oh no, now I said it. Oh!
You almost said.
Our R-rated podcast. This podcast is rated RAR.
RAR.
I do
expect you're making the, you know, the wrist bend when you do it.
I'm doing the wrist bend with my pinky sticking out.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like super saucy.
Super saucy.
Speaking of super saucy, Troy Daniels is in fuego. 13 threes to cap off his weekend. Back-to-back 20-point games. Late season Thragnoffin, right?
Sure, while he's got the playing time.
Yeah, I think no Gasol.
I always liked the potential, the scoring potential.
Yeah, with no Gasol, they need offense.
Yeah, I guess. They need a lot. But, you know, there's not a single steal. There's, what, one steal these past 12 games? Yeah, you're getting nothing else.
It's super Thragnoffy. You Thragnoff went hot.
Sure. Sure, if you need that late season, I see no reason not to. Let me see the schedule. San Antonio, OKC, New York, Detroit, Dallas. Yeah, there's probably games in there that can get you.
That's the lesser-known Bon Jovi album. Thragnoff when wet!
Yeah, I've heard that one experiment right now.
Anything else from you from the championship week? Oh, I mentioned Zubac in the beginning. Yeah, that was on air. Oh, disappointing to see the savior of the world. And you want to know why?
Not save the world. That was kind of disappointing.
Yeah, he. You want to know why? It's because he's playing in flip-flops, like our other savior of the world has done. He's playing in flip-flops. You can twist an ankle real bad when you play in flip-flops, you know, or wander the desert in flip-flops. It can happen.
Saw someone say Alex Lynn gave him the win against Houston, 10-12, 4 blocks.
Yeah, I think they it swung the blocks by one or two. That had to be good.
He's been pretty consistent, really, these past couple of weeks.
Ugh.
So, 3 weeks.
You know who your starting center is on opening day for the Suns, though.
Yeah, it probably will be.
We're bringing back Tyson Chandler! He's going to play the first half again.
Uh-huh. This is probably true. That's terrible. It's probably true.
Yeah, sad but true. Anything else from your teams or things you're watching for the last? We got only a week left now. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean the Heat—they're just not really doing it. It's probably not going to happen, I guess.
Oh yeah, tell everyone about Josh Richardson. You were giving him some mad love in the comments the other day.
What do you mean?
You were like, Josh Richardson looks all caps amazing. I'm pretty sure I'm legit paraphrasing.
Yeah, that was a good game. That was the 5-steal game.
Well,
Yeah, what do you do against Denver? You got 17 points, 17-3-1 with a steal, 3 blocks, and 4 threes. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but the game before was terrible. 0-for-4 from the field, 2 points. Five assists, one steal, 2 blocks is nice.
Doesn't make a shot or two, he quits shooting. That's his biggest downfall right now.
Are you going to have Josh Richardson as a top 100 player next year?
Ooh, it'll be close.
Really? Even if they bring back Dion Waiters, that was where the comment thread
went. I'm not worried about it.
You really don't think they're bringing him back, or you're just not worried either way?
Just not worried about it. Yeah. Waiters only started playing big minutes when Josh Richardson went down in the first place.
Yeah, but Waiters was like, you know, the heart and soul of that team for a little bit.
I know. He's a nice, fiery guy to have, and Richardson definitely is not.
Yeah, wait.
Richardson's the kind of guy that wins you games. I mean, it's a big difference there.
Yeah, but then
look at those steals and blocks. 3 steals and blocks recently. They're just monster numbers.
Waiters is out right now, so that's helping the minutes.
I don't know.
I'm more worried. I know you hate Dion Waiters, and you always have. He came to your family.
Waiters was coming off the bench.
Maybe. I don't know. Josh Richardson made sense off the bench. You know, get your defensive stopper. You keep him in at the end.
No, I'd rather have my defensive guy in there against their best offensive guy.
Yeah, keep him out of the flow.
Yeah, let him play his good defense. I mean, why have Waiters out there playing against Jimmy Butler for the first, 8 minutes of the game? Why? What's the point of that?
That's a good point. All right, Slim, let's take a look at some of the Razzies we're going to do for this year. I have not done much planning. So if you in the comments have any ideas for what you want for the Razzies, shoot them in the comments. Let us know. We'll have the Razzies out in a couple of days. Last year we did worst coach, worst JB call, worst Slim call. I already know what's going to win both of those. Worst JB call, Chandler Parsons. Worst Slim call, Nurkic over Jokic. Right.
That's debatable, but okay.
What else would your...
That actually makes me wonder, which one did have the better postseason? Ah, Nurkic got hurt.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't count, though. In just one game.
That doesn't count.
All right, pretty solid there, pretty solid. Nice blocks, big rebounding. How was Jokic?
Jokic was getting triple-doubles, but no D stats. He was still fine, though. He was still really good.
He was okay. Still only about a half a three a game. Turnovers are still nice and high, so neither one of those. That's probably a push.
Your all argument right. was not for the postseason. It was for rest of season. But all you right. feel free to swing people to a different worst Slim call, which I'm not quite sure what the other ones were.
Oh, it's Gary Harris, I'm sure.
Terrible. I mean, that wasn't a great call either. Was he really a difference maker if you held him all year?
Yes.
You said you dropped him in the finals.
It's purely games played. I know.
It's
purely games played.
Well,
and it was still the right call, so.
Yeah, it was the right call to not hold on to him.
Only because of games played. If I had an extra game out of him, then it would have been the wrong call.
We're at an impasse for that one. Worst fantasy impacting injury, biggest bust who didn't get hurt. Worst team for fantasy goodness. Ugh, I know that's got to be the mess, right?
Yeah, coach is pretty much a slam dunk, right?
Worst coach, ratio killer. Why did I quit you? Which player that you dropped earlier in the season made you want to rip your hair out when you saw they were scooped up and good again? That's what I put last year. Jokic! I bet some people drop Jokic.
I tried not to.
Or Nurkic,
you'll probably find me saying go for it at some point, though. I'm sure you can find both of us saying it.
Yeah, Jokic or Nurkic. Devin Booker will be on there. A couple people saying they picked up Devin Booker right before the 70-point game.
Right before? Okay. I didn't know it's been like that. Yeah. Well, I guess he's missed, hit a couple DNPs, right?
Yeah. He had the, I think he had his own little ankle thing. And then, yeah. So, do you have any ideas off the top of your head for Razzies for this year?
Well, I see nominees for sure, but
I don't know. It's tough to think of extra categories. I don't know. We can give it some more thought. All right, go ahead.
We can put the community to work.
Yeah. Please give us some suggestions. These are hilarious and fun to do. So tell us. You know, we don't do superlatives. We do
not. It's like an episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway, right? You draw it out of the hat and
we're an improv site.
Oh, where's JB Call last year? Rudy Gobert. Oh no.
I don't think that's who won. I have the list version up, not the winners, but okay. I don't think he won, but man, I'm so pissed off that Gobert didn't show up last year and showed up this year.
It took a year, huh? Okay.
I still got Gobert in a couple leagues, though. It's not like I had him ranked low.
Yeah, the only league I got him in the fourth round. It's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. All right, Slim, let's take a look at the 30-point challenge board. And with only one contest left, you can go ahead and bequeath me the winner over Slim. Woo!
Yeah. All right, I accept it.
You went cold.
What about a commenter? Can a commenter at least take it?
Lissandro can tie me.
Okay.
The best that can happen. So there is something on the line here. Laz, I hope you listen to this in time.
Does he usually win with John Wall or something? Wall's not playing.
He got Wall last time in that... No, the Wizards game was over the weekend. That's what Dusty got. I think Laz got him in the Clippers game where he put up 41. But Slim, you've gone cold. You've missed your last, nine? So you need to go out on a bang this season. At least make it close. Taking a look at tonight's games. What do we got? Miami at the Hornets. Meh. Ooh, Cavs at Celtics. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the... I mean, I'm looking at that Golden State-Phoenix game. That'll be probably a quick-paced game. Somebody's scoring 30 in that.
That might be a DMP fest. Booker will be fun to pick in that one, though.
Yeah, obvious.
Nuggets at the Rockets. I mean, it might be a decent game. The Nuggets have pretty much fallen apart and lost their playoff spot, right? Yeah, because the Blazers have been so good.
Yeah, and OKC-Memphis is... odd.
Yeah, well, without...
It's only half of Memphis, I guess.
Yeah, without Marc Gasol, I don't think he's going to play yet. So, that's what we're looking for tonight. Top 10 scores. I thought I had it up, but I don't. One second here. We've got Westbrook, Harden, Isaiah, Brown, DeRozan, Cousins, Lillard, LeBron, Kawhi, and Kevin Durant. And I'm doing it. I'll go Devin Booker.
Really?
What? I'm the one that brought it up in the first place.
I know it's kind of obvious. Okay.
I mean, Kyrie's a pretty good one against Isaiah Thomas defense.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What else would be a good one?
I don't know. So is Lowry back yet? He's getting pretty close, isn't he?
I don't think he's back yet. I think like the playoffs was always the target. Kemba could be. He's been a popular pick all year. No.
So if I pick like a Curry and he doesn't play, I get a backup pick, right? I get a provisional.
How do we do that? Yeah, sure.
I'm not gonna lose. I mean,
that's fine. Sure. Yeah. If you pick Curry and he doesn't play, you can switch it out.
Okay.
So you'll do that. Curry, and then if DMP, change it.
Yeah, I'll change it if it's DMP.
Okay. There you go. So there's our last 30-point challenge picks of the 2016-17 season. We'll see what Laz picks. Laz can't pick Booker anymore. I mean, you can if you want to, but...
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Yeah. Commenters, Connor's at 9.5, and the Gintern is at 7.5. Looks like those guys are going to finish second and third. Connor could pass Lissandra if he gets this one right. So, thanks everyone for playing for the 30-point challenge contest. We'll be playing, of course, again next year. And be sure to listen to all the podcasts. Get your pick in every time. And hopefully you can topple either Slim or myself next season. All right, Slim, let's take a look at the movies for the second to last time of the 2016-17. Oh my God. My fantasy movie league team has been doing atrocious. I'm doing terrible this season.
You're not thinking like a target audience member.
No, I didn't do the Boss Baby, and that was a mistake. I instead did the Ghost in the Shell, and it was a ghost at the box office, that's for sure.
Nice, you picked the box office dud. Good job.
Why did I do that? You always go for what looks like the horrific animated movie. You always pick it. I'm such an idiot.
Okay, it's all right. We'll let it slide this time.
I'm so mad. I'm not only mad
get
because...
your terrible animated movie in next time.
I'm not only mad that Boss Baby got made and Alec Baldwin's voicing that after doing some great political commentary about Trump. Then he goes and does Boss Baby. Not only mad at that, but also mad that it does so well at the box office. It's infuriating.
Yeah, it's beyond me. The ratings aren't particularly enjoying it.
Yeah, that's true. So, have you seen any movies lately? What have you been watching?
I saw that the Wall or something.
The Wall.
What's his name?
LeBron Show?
No. Matt Damon, the sci-fi movie.
The Wall. Oh, the Great Wall of China thing.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know if that's what it actually is, but...
I thought that was. And how everyone's mad that Hollywood's whitewashing Asian characters. Ghost in the Shell had the same issue.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Whoa, do you have an owl?
An owl.
Trying to think if I've seen anything good. It's hard to keep up with sports. I didn't even mention yet. Go Chapel Hill! Go Heels! Woo!
Yeah, I guess.
No, come on. Don't be such a Debbie Downer.
What one and done do they have this year?
No, the Heels are notoriously not one and doneers. It's all Duke does that. Effing Duke. Well, obviously Kentucky too. I don't think Chapel Hill has a single one and done guy.
Okay.
So
good job.
You take that back.
Shame on you.
I know. Luckily Chapel Hill won because my bracket was awful in the Razzball pool, but I got 7th. Just because Chapel Hill won. Congrats to Anthony with the Is This Real bracket getting first place. They'll get a $50 Amazon gift card if I can get in touch with them. So, Anthony, come and shoot me an email in the comments or shoot me a comment that it's you and you won. I'll maybe put a post up about it too, but if you reach out to me this way, it'll keep from needing to put a post. Because what am I going to put in the post for who won the bracket? Good job, Anthony.
So I got a question real quick.
Yes.
Have you run into the lawyers my idea the other day?
Oh, no, I haven't yet. But tell everyone the idea. We can probably make this happen.
I mean, why couldn't we take the winners of an RCL league and sponsor them in a Yahoo $20 league? Why not? I mean, it's a game of skill, right? It's not gambling. So it's just like anybody would sponsor anybody else in a sporting event.
So you're saying, so this year, our RCLs, we had 23 leagues, so we'd sponsor...
Well, yeah, well, we got to cut it off somewhere. We could do, like, you know...
The top 5 winners or something like that?
Something like that.
I like that idea. And then we'll sponsor you the following season to do a Yahoo league for $20, and then, like, we split the winnings if you win it or something like that.
No, they get the winnings. But what we get out of it is, you know, they got to put Razzball in their team name or something, you know? It's a sponsor.
Oh, I like that.
The whole point is to get listeners or get readers, you know?
Yeah, I didn't think about that part. We're going to work on this. We might have this happen. If we can make this happen pretty easy, maybe we'll do that for the winners. We'll probably start doing that next year. Put it in the write-up. What? It's easier to do a year in advance.
No, I'm just glad. I'm glad you let me put you on the spot like that.
No, I love the idea when you told it to me.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's legal. That's the only issue, I guess. I don't know if Yahoo wants us to do that. Maybe.
I'm sure they're fine. For the $20, it's not like we're going in there and like spamming the $1,000 leagues or something. I don't even know if it goes.
That's a losing proposition. So yeah. You don't want to be multiple people in the same league. That's just losing.
We're also encouraging more people to play in their paid leagues, which they get a rake for.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't see the issue with it. I don't know. We can give it some more thought. Maybe that's something I brainstorm some more when we launch the 2017-18 RCLs. But I like the idea. Definitely kick that around in the old noggin.
All right, glad to hear it. Can't wait to hear what Gray has to say about it.
Gray will be fine. He doesn't really care. he pretty much lets us do whatever we want because basketball is awesome. You guys are awesome. Thanks so much for listening through the season. We'll be back next week on Thursday morning to break down the last day of games and the final stats and take a look back at the season that was 2016-17. Until then, enjoy your last week of action. If you're still playing in Roto Leagues or you're in a godforsaken head-to-head league that's still going on this final league, good luck to you. And yell at your commissioner and change the playoff settings, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It's stupid at the end. So, thanks again for listening. Put in your comments, your ideas for Razzies and your 30-point challenge picks. We'll be back next week. Slim, talk to you then.
Yes, sir.